from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I got a lot of friends whose kids are doing, the girls are doing the cheerleading and volleyball, and then son's doing baseball. He don't like football, he wants to do baseball, and he's not really good at it. And so his dad has me cracking up, and I want a good laugh. I just call him up. Hey, what up, dog?
Tell me some stories.
What up, dog? How did it go that weekend? Man, that little motherfucker ain't get one hit, dog. I spent $700 on a bat, like another so-and-so amount on the damn bag. He got all this. He got them damn mittens, Randy, and slide feet first. So, yeah. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, my goodness.
He's like, man, yeah, he want these damn sunglasses. I was like, well, why don't you just say fucking no? Because all the other buddies got it.
Yep.
I said, are they better than him? He said, hell yeah, they better. But he wants to, he said, if he get off the bus, he'd be the first pick. Because he'd be sharp as hell.
Looks great.
Looks great. Looks great.
Hey, half the battle is looking like you know what you're doing.
Yeah, man.
Yeesh.
That's why I wear nice clothes when I play golf.
Right.
You know?
Ooh, look at him. His belt matches his shoes.
Oh, yeah. All my shit matches.
That guy's ready to go. Topped it off the first tee, and that's it. What's the bigger cost, though? Is it the money or the time? Because it sounds to me like if you're a travel parent, obviously, you're spending a lot of money on all the stuff you're doing, but it's also every weekend during the summer.
And sometimes the entire weekend.
That sounds horrible.
Out of town, having to get hotel rooms.
And it's not like you get to go to fun places. You go to fucking shithole Mississippi for a baseball tournament.
It does not sound fun.
It doesn't sound
fun.
But
I mean, or sports and children, I get that and everything like that. But that shit does not sound fun, sitting at a ballpark for 16 fucking hours.
Now, see, that part of it, I don't necessarily mind, you know, and I haven't done that yet because I've coached Olivia for 4 years now since she was, you know, the last season of her playing T-ball. And then, but I go to Kate's games, and, you know, we're there sometimes for several games. And that part of it, you're just kind of hanging out. You know, parents will bring booze, sneaking in, and because all these parks are no alcohol, you know, and then you'll get together. If they have a 2-hour, 3-hour break, you'll go have lunch with, you know, the kids, and you'll be drinking and shit. That part's not horrible, but going out of town, staying in a hotel room in a BFE freaking city, that sucks.
Yeah.
You know, if lucky, you'll go down to like Panama City or some shit like that.
That's if you're lucky?
Yeah, that's like the
Panama City if you're lucky.
Like you go somewhere with a beach.
Jesus.
You know, but most of it is like South Georgia, Alabama.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, when I was a kid, if you made the all-star team, you would go to a tournament or two in the summer, and it was a little bit. And they were always in shitty places, Ellensburg or Squim or some shit like that. But like, it was like 2 weekends. Mm. That was it. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't this travel baseball thing. It wasn't a whole commitment. My thing is it fun for them? Like, are they having
that's
fun?
That's the thing. I don't know.
Because that's all that matters. Like,
yeah, it is.
You know, like, you're doing all this shit, and they're not even having fun. Like, because they're probably not going to be a professional baseball player. They're probably not going to get a college scholarship. Some kids might, but most kids won't.
Yeah, a lot will play high school.
Yeah, and that's, some will walk on college. But they could have played high school anyway. Like, the bar for playing high school, you don't have to be on a travel baseball team to play high school baseball.
I don't think they realize that, though, or do they?
I think there's a lot of pressure right now to do it because they, like, kids, parents and kids, but they're convinced that that's the only way. That's bullshit.
I agree.
You're either good or you're not.
Like, especially in the day and age of the internet.
Like, yeah.
Scouts will find you if you are an elite player. And that's just all there is to it. And you can make a high school team playing nothing but rec ball. You 100% can.
Yeah.
The only thing about that is that you do get to a point to where your kid's on a team and they're so much better than everybody else that, yeah, they stand out, but who's coming to the games and how much are they actually getting out of playing against players that they are superior to?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just think,
and that's so. A lot of kids, it's do I play on a travel team and they sit the bench, or do I play rec ball where they're a starter? And in that case, it's play rec ball because I want you to have ABs.
Yeah.
But if you can play travel ball and make the team and be on like start, then you know maybe you do rec ball. But yeah, it does get to where kids should probably be encouraged to play multiple sports instead of paying to travel anything.
I just feel like so maybe, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but it just so much of what makes you, what separates you at that age is just natural talent.
Yeah.
Like better. You're just more athletic, bigger, stronger, whatever, than the other guys. And okay. And then eventually maybe it's high school, maybe it's after that, whatever. Then you kind of get drilled on the fundamentals and all that stuff, but it's just playing. You just try to play as much as possible. And if you're really athletic, probably gonna be fine.
Yeah.
If you're not, like, you could be the most fundamentally sound player out there at 15, but if you're slow and not athletic, or, look, you're probably not gonna be that good.
A lot of coaches will take the slow kid that hustles over the athletic kid that's lazy.
Sure.
And that's what we try to tell our kids last night. We had a practice last night where I, for the first time, broke them into four separate freaking stations to keep them moving the entire practice. By the end of practice, I had kids like with droopy freaking faces. I had kids walking off the field wanting to get water. I had like, and they were just complaining that they were having to practice and shit. Most travel teams, kids have to try out for the team, and it costs a lot of money, so everybody wants
when
to
you
be there
and
wants to get
travel out. Team, you got to try out for the team, so you got to pay to try out?
No, you don't have to pay to try out, I don't think.
Oh.
No.
Shit, probably.
A lot of times you have to be invited, though.
Probably.
You know?
Because that's what, that like, let's be honest about all of it. Like, that's what it is. We're not creating better baseball players or better softball players than we were 30 years ago or 40 years ago. It's just another way for somebody to make some money. Like,
ultimately, yeah,
it's a very savvy con to play on. It is. It's a fucking con.
Yeah, you have points.
It's a savvy con to play on parents either that want to live vicariously through their kids' athletic, or they think they're being better parents because they're doing this shit and not saying no to their kids and letting them do what all their friends are doing. But it's this booming economy of whatever, like now, $700 baseball bat.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
You do.
Can you imagine asking your mom for that 30 years ago?
No.
Dude, Olivia swings a $300 softball bat right now. She's 10 years old.
Yeah, that's
I'm getting her a new one on October 1st for her to go into the spring season.
And I'm not like, and that's awesome. I'm not trying to talk shit. But like, how much better is she at hitting than if her bat was one of those $35
Eastons?
It does make
her better at hitting, but when she hits it, it goes farther. Okay. No, she can hit, though. Right. She, you know, so. Right. And that's, you know, those are things that you kind of got to keep up with. It's not 100% necessary, you know, but you're right, though, in that point that there are a lot of parents, if you can afford, like, a lot of ex-athletes.
Yeah. But you also can't buy your kids
I can afford all that. I'm not going to buy it for you to make you feel good.
So you're either good or not.
That's why I tell my kids all the time. We're not going to buy you confidence.
No, there are.
I'm not going to buy you.
There are a lot of ex-athletes. Yeah. I'm only using that as an example because I know a few of them that can afford travel. So they cherry pick the players, and most of them also they have money they can afford it. So they take this elite team and they go win tournaments all over the place. And that's more for the ego of the parent,
I agree,
and less for the development of the kids.
Absolutely,
that's what I have a problem
with
that.
Absolutely, that's why so much of this shit happens at ballparks where parents are fighting with each other and fighting with umpires.
You find that all throughout travel sport.
It's all about them.
Yeah, it is 100%. Instead of developing kids,
you got goofy ass dads on the sideline in eye black.
Like, what are you doing?
Being a loser.
What are you doing?
Or continuing the process of being a loser that started way back when, and then you decided,
it's just a lot of
projecting and, like, you know.
It has to be about developing the kids. Right. That's what it has to be at, period, point blank, no matter what, if you're playing rec, if you're playing travel. It has to be about developing the kids.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people involved in it that do have that intention.
Because it's not you winning tournaments.
Right.
It's the team.
I'm sure a lot of people have that intention in mind, but it's also like, you know, it doesn't take long for folks to see an opportunity and be like, oh, this is, we can make a lot of money on this.
Yeah. And that's the tournament directors and the people that put these tournaments together. That's what they're in it for.
But that's the same thing, like all this damn year round training for your kid. Like,
trainers.
Yeah.
They make a ton of money.
Private instructors,
all that shit.
I got agility ladders at my home.
Yeah, we can.
We got cones.
Yeah.
I bought a tackling dummy. Okay. What do I need to pay you $200?
You don't.
You don't.
When I can do it myself.
We have Olivia in pitching lessons right now, but everything else, dude, we go to the park, she and I, and we work.
Yeah.
you know, because I know how to play baseball. I can teach her how to be a catcher. I can teach her how to throw it. The only thing I can't really teach her is how to be a better pitcher. I didn't throw the fucking ball underhanded when I was growing up.
Right.
I threw it overhanded.
Right.
You know, so that's the only reason why we do that.
Right. Everything so, again, else. Like having coaching to help that. Like, I'm not saying that it's all a scam, but I am saying
there's a lot of it.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be this expensive, and it doesn't have to be this time consuming.
And you don't have to do travel to get your kid into high school and into college.
You don't.
You know? Yeah, you're right.
You're going to high school.
Huh?
But you're going to high school, right?
Everybody goes to high school pretty much.
Well, that's not what I meant. But you don't have to play travel to get on the high school team. You just have to freaking work.
Now, there might be some politics around as well.
When is travel? During
year round. They break it into seasons. I think they're spring, summer, fall.
Right.
Okay. I think summer's the hotbed because they have more time.
No school and all that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean.
And there's also no high school or middle school sports in the summer.
Right.
Whereas in the spring, you're competing with high school baseball. In the fall, that's when they play high school softball.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah. So yeah, man, it's a racket and it's super expensive. And
yeah,
if the kids get better, sure, do
maybe.
It.
Maybe.
It ain't about the kids getting better. It's about you got to be all in. Like I don't want you can't be half ass into it and need more than I can't want it more than you do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not gonna be waking your ass up to get up to go to practice. Yeah. No, you gotta want to get your ass up and go to practice.
It's just also hard to expect the 13-year-old to be all in on anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like all in, like on baseball? Like, no way.
Yeah, like, mean, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm
you
not
got
gonna,
so much stuff going on. Like I think the best thing for kids is to diversify.
All right, let's go to
play
practice.
Play multiple sports.
Let's go to practice. Don't fucking do it then.
Don't do it. Don't do it if it feels like that,
don't fucking do it.
That sucks.
Don't fucking do it.
Like because that's how I feel every time I have to write a check for it. So like, if that's how you feel going, let's do something else.
Let's do something else.
Yeah, let's do something different.
I don't feel like going today.
Yeah,
but you know what? That damn deposit, just that damn reoccurring charge, just reoccurred.
Yeah, and obviously we're nowhere near that stuff yet. But like we've, you know, like little gym and ballet and little stuff like that with Lily.
That's the start of it. That stuff ain't cheap either.
As soon as she's like, "All right, hey, it's little gym today," and she's not like, "Yeah," and it's like, "All right, well, let's not go." Like, if you're not excited about it, then don't do it. Like, there's a million other things we could do. We can go in the backyard and kick the soccer ball or swing on the swing or go across the street and go to the park, whatever, and that's all free. Like, if little gym's a chore for you little four-year-old, then we're not going
to
do it.
I have a question real quick. All right, because my wife's at the park. She took the bash and Nico to the park, and she sent me a picture of this woman being, like, basically drugged by her dog. Right.
She was being what?
This woman had a dog in the park, and she now sends me a picture. Woman's on her side.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, when you buy a big dog, because I told her, don't laugh at her. That might be your ass as big as Nico's going to be. Do you go into the thought process of this dog might drag my ass?
I don't think people do.
I don't think so.
I don't think people think about that at all.
Yeah, I think
because like Miss Libby, she's got banged up. She got to get a hip replacement next month, I think. And so she has Cole. Cole's a great Dane. He's bigger than me.
Big
then Walter's a big old German Shepherd. And I saw her walking. She has the waist things around her, and she's just like, it's like, damn.
She had the dog tied to her waist.
She has the waist. A leash thing.
I didn't even know that was a thing, but I guess that makes
sense. I use
sense
that for running. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Really?
That's
fucking great.
And so I was like, damn, when you buy these dogs, in the back of your mind, do you think this dog might drag my ass one day?
I hope so. Because
I don't think people do.
I don't think people think it through that much at all. Because like our breed of dog with Boone, like you got to kind of know what you're getting into energy wise with a dog like that. And a lot of people get like six months, a year into it. And they're like, oh, this dog's crazy. No, the dog's not crazy. The dog is a working dog and wants to exercise for hours a day. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I'm like, yeah, like I'm just thinking like when you get these big ass dogs.
Yeah. No, I don't think people do the research necessary to get.
I think they see dogs. Pictures of the dogs.
And that's why this a lot of times people will then take those dogs that are no longer puppies, but they're not trained, full-grown dogs, back to the kennel and be like, well, I don't want this dog. Yeah. And it's not that dog's fault.
Yeah.
The dog just got big or had energy or something like that. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's.
Like, I've been seeing them with them big-ass cane corsos and big-ass, like.
Yeah.
Like, damn, Shotty, you that's like.
You also got to train them.
Yeah.
So then they'll listen to
you. But I'm just saying,
you.
I don't think the dog is, like, doing it on purpose. He's just happy running. Yeah. And your
it's
ass
just a big dog who doesn't have any discipline. Yeah. Now you're on the ground. Yeah. No, I take Boone out for runs with that the waistband thing. And it's got, like, a little bit of elastic on it. So it gives, like, if he sees a squirrel, he tries to fucking go get it or whatever. But, like, if I run, say I run, like, 3 miles with Boone, I'm probably 3 to 5 minutes faster than if I run 3 miles without him, because he just sled dogs my ass the whole time because he's so fucking fast. Because he can run 3 miles top speed the whole time. Like, he doesn't have to stop or slow when it's cooler outside. I can't run half as fast as he can. So just trying to run with him pulling me makes me way faster.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.